Developing detached mind means you learn to detach only from the negativity in your life. It is detachment based upon conscious awareness of the logic of letting go and refusing to make matters worse than they already are. This is also called non-attachment, a matter of disassociating yourself from life's silly dramas. I'm not talking about psychological disassociation, which is a defense mechanism to avoid reality. And I'm not talking about repressing your natural negative emotions. As long as you feel the anger, hostility, and resentment, you'll have to express it, or it will come out in another way. But as you consciously come to realize when you're resisting what is and making matters worse, you back off out of wisdom, not repression. Be totally involved in your life and enjoy everything there is to enjoy while detaching from the negativity. When you eliminate the negativity, you leave more time and room for love and warm interaction. When you cease to be concerned about negativity, you'll be more likely to enter into what you do in life with nothing held back, free to be entirely at one with circumstances. Okay, let's continue to explore this. What if you go home and find that your house has been robbed? Well, that's what is. You're going bald. Well, that's what is. The company you work for has just been sold to a South American investment company. Well, that's what is. Your best friend has decided to join a very weird cult. Well, that's what is. Your parents are getting a divorce. Well, that's what is. Hard to accept? Of course. But obviously, it's a way out of suffering. When you accept what is with detached mind, you simply accept facts, logic, unalterable realities. And let me repeat this. You have no choice in accepting what is. It is what is. But you always have a choice in how you respond to what is. You can handle it or make it worse. The saying, "Go with the flow," is from Zen. A Zen approach to life is often a matter of following the flow of the river of life, going where the flow takes you, a matter of letting things happen naturally. Some Zen masters say, Zen is not a way of living life, but is letting life live you. At this point, please understand, I'm not advocating that you roll over and simply accept whatever life hands you. I personally believe that you can create your own reality and that you have unlimited potential. Through clarity, passion, and self-discipline, you can manifest your goals. But I am saying that when you factor in detached mind and accept what is, life will be much easier. In most life situations, you don't actually solve problems, except through viewpoint. By changing the way you view a situation, you can usually eliminate the effects of a problem. By so doing, you're no longer affected. And if you're no longer affected by the problem, you don't have a problem, although nothing about the problem situation may have changed. That's logic. Basic Zen. Okay. Now, to further explore detached mind and what is, I'd like to have you relate a concept to your own life. Take a moment and think back to the last time you were upset with someone else. Go ahead. Think back while I'm quiet for a while. All right. How did you handle the situation? With compassion or with anger? Whatever the situation you just recalled, you had expectations of approval or control. You had expectations of attaining the other person's approval or controlling their actions. And the question you need to ask yourself is, where do I get the right to expect others to be the way I want them to be? I doubt that you'd want to have to be the way others want you to be. Okay, now in regard to you being upset, you need to be aware that your expectations were in conflict with what is. Any upset can be simplified down to this. It would be impossible to be upset about anything if your expectations were not in conflict with what is. As you begin to exercise this awareness, Zen won't necessarily quell the internal upset, but you won't hold on to it. Anger is fleeting. There is no upset, because you'll realize the reality of what is out of intelligence, out of wisdom, and you won't get caught up in the internal drama.